Have the Owosso West Warriors hosting the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. Looking at the starters, in net for Wisconsin Rapids, number 35, Noah Peterson. 3-9 record, a 4.68 goals against average, 857 save percentage. Defense pairing, senior number 2, Tyson Vilbaum, and junior number 7, Ryan Dietz. Forward line for the Raiders, number 9, senior Sawyer Wilkins. Senior, number 21, Michael McDonald, and junior, number 22, Griffin Schindler. Head coach of Rapids is Pat McDonald. For the Wausau West Warriors, in net, number 1, sophomore Julian Scalcucci. He has played every game this season. He's missed one period the entire year, 17-5 record, outstanding, 2.01 goals against average, 924 save percentage, and 5 shutouts. Getting his first start at defense, number 15, sophomore Finn Richard, along with number 12, junior Shay Jones. Forward line, left winger, number 7, Kate Damrell. He is a senior. Number 11, center, Caden Boleen, who is a senior. And number 4, Hendrick Damrell. He is a junior. Wausau West tonight in the home white jerseys with the dark blue numerals, the dark blue breezers, the gold trim. Wisconsin Rapids in their road red, white numerals, gray trim, red breezers. Wausau West will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position here in the first period of play. There's the faceoff, and we are underway. Wisconsin Rapids wins the draw. Tyson Vilbaum in his own net, does a 360, moves it right-hand side over to Ryan Dietz. Dietz gets it ahead. Michael McDonald. McDonald into the zone, right-wing side, playing up against the boards. Finn Richard throwing his body into him, but chipped in deep by the Red Raiders. In behind the cage, picked up by Shay Jones. Jones is stood up. Puck comes loose, but the Warriors will chop it to the right-hand side and get it up to center ice. Into the zone, Hendrick Damrell. Damrell near the right faceoff circle, thrown in front, deflected in on net, rebound, and a stop is made by Noah Peterson. Peterson had a deflection go off his pad, came in front, and then made a save. Shay Jones from the point gets his shot blocked. Puck is now played, turned and fired by Caden Boleen into the right wing corner. Chased down by Tyson Vilbaum, tosses up to center ice, but taken right back by the Warriors and dumped in deep. Wisconsin Rapids resets in their own zone. Up the right hand side, Ryan Dietz. Dietz over the red line, dumps it in. And gloving it down and playing it off to his defenseman, Tegan Rasmus, is Julian Scalcucci. Puck up to center. Warriors could not connect on the pass. Banged off the near side boards and taken away by West. Into the zone. With it is Drake Kuharski. Kuharski now below the goal line, left wing side. Puck rolls to the right. Puck is taken away by the Raiders, and the puck bounces through center ice. Could be an opportunity. Chase for the puck, and getting there first is Tegan Rasmus, as chasing him was Jax Poggle, leading scorer for the Raiders. Puck has moved to the near faceoff circle in the Wausau West zone. Puck bouncing around, still getting caught up in the equipment for a moment of Drake Kuharski, and now the Warriors finally get it back up to center. Long stretch of hockey here to start things off. 15:25 to go, first period. Still no score. Near side, Tyson Vilbaum for Wisconsin Rapids. Vilbaum will bring it through his own zone. Pass ahead. Pass a little bit too far in front of his target. That was Sam Gash. And that will turn into an icing on the Raiders. 15:17 to go, first period. Offensive zone faceoff for the Warriors. Scoreless game.
Noah Peterson, the goaltender for the Raiders. A little bit nonchalant on that one rebound that was hovering there. He's got to pretty much control that stuff. He just can't let him just dangle out there for prime scoring area for the opposition.
Face-off won by the Warriors. Shay Jones at the left point, moves it down low. Owen Pergalski behind the cage, intended for Cooper DePoit, could not connect. Puck in the right corner. Cooper DePoit fighting for it. A change on this top line I'll tell you about here in just a moment. There's a tough angle shot, goes right through the crease area to the near side boards. At the point, Shay Jones whips it wide to the near side pipe. At the right point, Joe Gravine, he'll fire it. Save is made by goaltender Noah Peterson. Real quickly, Warriors missing one of their top line mates, their leading goal scorer of the year. Chase Crass is out this evening. So stepping up to play on the top line is Tyler Wendell, who just returned from injury last night when he played on the special teams unit. So Tyler Wendell on the left wing with Cooper DePoit and Owen Pergalski here tonight. Face-off is battle for, picked up by the Warriors. A backhanded shot hit the side of the net. That was Cooper DePoit. DePoit again moves it behind the cage, picked up by the Red Raiders. Lincoln will move it up through center ice. Now over the red line for Lincoln is Sawyer Wilkins, and he gets taken down. And the early power play coming up. The Warriors last night in their game against Eau Claire North had a lot of time on the special teams unit. The Warrior power play was 0-11, but their penalty kill was really good, 0-8. And now Wisconsin Rapids, an early opportunity.
Well, innocent enough penalty, but situation where the puck just got played and the opposition stuck the old lumber right in between the legs, and easy 2 minutes.
Cooper DePoit in the box for 2 minutes for Wausau West. Puck in the left corner. With it is Michael McDonald. McDonald back to the point. Vilbaum. Vilbaum moves it right faceoff circle. Taken there by Schindler. Schindler back to Vilbaum. One-timer shot. Right pass save made by Julian Scalcucci. Getting it back. There's a shot. Another save made. Two shot attempts from Griffin Schindler. The first, a nice kick save with the right pad. And then getting it back with Schindler from the upper slot. Another save for Julian Scalcucci.
And both of those shots were on target, too. They're heading for corners, but Scalcucci, nice saves.
Minute 41 to go on the Wisconsin Rapids power play. 14-18 to go first period. Still no score. Rapids will win it. Schindler moves it left-hand side. With it there is Michael McDonald. Back to the point, Vilbaum. Vilbaum has his pass deflected by Tyler Wendell into the far corner. Puck goes off the skate, however, Michael McDonald grabbed by the Warriors, and Jake Kane will clear it all the way down ice. Tyson Vilbaum behind his own cage will play the puck now for Wisconsin Rapids. Moves it on the right-hand side, now through center ice. With it again is Griffin Schindler. Schindler, left-hand side. Schindler rolls it behind the cage to the right-wing corner. Tyson Vilbaum gives it back to Schindler. Schindler, upper slot, throws it down low. Good feed, and another stop was made. Nice feed to Tyson Vilbaum right in front of the goal, and Scalcucci comes up with another stop. Boy, that was a well-designed play. Shot from the point, blocked in front. Another shot by Schindler. Puck is now deflected to the far side boards. Picked up by Nathan Bouchard for Wisconsin Rapids. Back to the right point, Tyson Vilbaum. Vilbaum moves it right hand side. One-timer. Wide of the cage by Michael McDonald. And now the Warriors get it back to center ice. 40 seconds on the power play for Wisconsin Rapids. Resetting as Vilbaum back in his own zone. Vilbaum waiting for a line change to be completed. Now moves it ahead. Second power play unit now for Wisconsin Rapids. Right-hand side, Jack Potter. He'll dump it in deep. Goes in behind the Warrior cage. Taken by Drake Kuharski. Moves it to the far side boards. Sam Gash fighting for it along the boards. Going up against Ethan Rohde. Both Rohde and Gash go down. Coming to help is Jax Poggle. Poggle below the goal line, left-hand side, trying to feed it. Puck deflected, moves to the near side boards. 7 seconds on the power play. Rolled into the right corner. Puck comes loose, right face-off circle, shot is blocked. Puck is still loose, now picked up by the Warriors. And the penalty comes to an end. Pergolski ahead. Here comes Cooper DePoit out of the box. DePoit in the right corner, now DePoit behind the cage. DePoit had the puck poked away. Still fighting for it is Cooper DePoit. Now bangs it off the near side glass, picked up by Rapids. Puck goes in front of the Wisconsin Rapids bench. Trying to move it forward was Jack Potter. Deflects out of play. 12:17 to go. First power play. Not able to convert his Rapids. Still no score.
Boy, you talk about something that I haven't seen. I saw that so many seasons doing the Wisconsin Rapids power plays. That movement between the defense and the wingers.
Really nice.
Covering through the, it's a beautiful cross-ice pass. They had some great opportunities.
Yeah, Scalcucci, as coaches often say, you want your goal. Oh, right between the circles. Shot by Hendricks. Damro goes wide of the cage. Great opportunity for West. Again, another shot. Shea Jones wide of the cage. Near side boards. Hendricks, Damro for Wausau West. Damro trying to move the puck into the corner. Now K. Damro to Hendricks. Shot and a goal. K. Damro in the corner. Gets it to Hendricks in front. Goes glove hand side. And Wausau West on the board first. 11:56 to go first period. 1-0 Warriors.
That was the first real offensive charge that the Warriors have come up with in this game so far. And again, good puck movement. And Damro was just in the right spot. You know, goal scorers just seem to know where to be on the ice to get the best chance of putting a puck in the net, and Damro was right on the spot there.
12th goal of the season for Hendricks Damro, and just after the Warriors kill the power play, the offense gets on the board for Wausau West. Now Hendricks Damro again, trying to turn the corner, comes in front, Damro, a shot and a stop made by Noah Peterson. Puck on the far side boards, and now paid by Wisconsin Rapids, Michael McDonald quickly into the zone. McDonald to the near side boards, throws it on net, stick to side by Scalcucci. Now Shea Jones moves along the far side boards. Hendricks Damro, not able to grab that pass, was K. Damro, goes to the Wisconsin Rapids blue line. Picked up now by K. Damro. Damro getting double teamed. Now the puck flipped high into the air, back to center. Takes an odd hop, now picked up by McDonald. McDonald will bring it over the blue line for Wisconsin Rapids. Shea Jones trying to body him up. Still with it is McDonald. Now grabbed on the left-hand side, Schindler takes a tough angle shot, and it goes in. That was a very tough angle shot, but Griffin Schindler able to find a little room above the shoulder of Julian Scalcucci, and Wisconsin Rapids responds very, very quickly to make it 1-1.
He was no more than one stride off the goal line to let that shot go, putting it up in the upper right corner. right where Grandma puts the good cookies, and it was a fine shot by Schindler. We're all knotted up at a goal apiece.
Coaches always say there are no bad shots.
When you put it on net, there's never a bad shot.
So Griffin Schindler lighting the lamp for Wisconsin Rapids, his team-high 13th goal of the season. And just like that, we are all even. Wausau West 1, Wisconsin Rapids 1.
And McDonald was really good on pushing the pressure on that play, too.
Yep. Picked up by Parker Barrero. Barrero loses it. Puck off the far side boards. They'll call it unassisted for Griffin Schindler. The puck gets knocked into the Wausau West bench. 10:48 to go, first period. Exciting start here in this broadcast. 1-1.
Well, an unassisted goal, but actually, you know, the play before it, McDonald, with the pressure originally putting it in the offensive zone, caused that turnover in the defensive zone for the Warriors and enabled that shot for Schindler.
And you know Julian Scalcucci is going to be kind of kicking himself. He made some good saves early. Probably the least dangerous shot ended up in the perfect spot for Schindler. Turned over. Xander DeBio. DeBio fire it over the crossbar. Not a great reaction by Noah Peterson, but went over the crossbar off the glass. Puck picked up by Rapids below the goal line. Puck is flipped up, knocked out, turned over. Barrero bobbles it, still has it, gets knocked off the puck, but does get it in below the goal line. Xander DeBio, left-hand side for the Warriors. Back to the point, Drake Kuharski. Kuharski fires it through a screen, save is made. Puck is still bouncing around, cleared back to center by the Red Raiders. Drake Kuharski moves it right-hand side. Taken there by Tegan Rasmus. Puck is rolled into the rapid zone. Picked up by the Raiders. Flip high into the air. Almost off the ceiling, but just misses. Glove down at center by Drake Kuharski. Kuharski back into the offensive zone, right-hand side. But the puck taken away again by Rapids. 9:53 to go, first period. 1-1 game as Rapids will ice the puck. And there will be an offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Warriors. By the way, one reason we got you here, 50 years of play-by-play.
Yeah, well,
started 50 years ago.
We started actually 1974, but I didn't get around to celebrating any of that stuff. But that was, I didn't get into hockey until professional, that 85-86 season, because the high schools didn't have it back then.
Face off, puck into the right wing corner. Tyler Wendell trying to dig it out for Wausau West. Quite a battle up against the boards. Now grabbed by Pergalski. Pergalski gives it away. Puck picked up by Jack Potter. Potter has his pass knocked down. Puck bouncing around near the red line. Potter will grab it, dump it in deep. Chasing it down will be Joel Gravine for the Warriors, getting pressure behind the goal by Jax Poggle. Puck moved to the far side boards. Pergalski gives it over to Cooper DePoit. Here comes DePoit. Oh, it's a good defensive play. Knocking it away for Wisconsin Rapids with Ryan Dietz. Looks like DePoit had a full head of steam, but now left wing side, Owen Pergalski. Pergalski a shot. Hit the pipe and goes in the back of the net as a very, very late and very, very tentative move by Noah Peterson, and Owen Pergalski lights the lamp for the Warriors with 9:07 to go in the first period, and West regains the lead 2-1.
Well, the Peterson was in the position. They just didn't react to the shot. I don't know if the defenseman maybe was in between that blocked him from seeing the puck originally, but he kind of left that upper corner and again clank it off the pipe and in the goal, and Warriors now with that 2-1 lead.
It hasn't looked like he's been tracking the puck very well early. But
he's not technically second string, but it's kind of like a 1A, 1B on this team.
Shea Jones with the assist for Owen Pergalski. Pergalski, his 15th goal of the season. So Pergalski having a fine sophomore campaign for Wausau West.
It was a great shot, though, by Pergalski, too.
Got a piece of the pipe.
Yep.
Near side boards, Tyler Wendell will pick it up deep in his own zone. Tyler now behind the cage for Wausau West. Moves to the right-hand side. Bangs off the boards up to center ice. Played by Tyson Vilbaum for the Raiders. Right-hand side, Charles Kissinger. Kissinger will fire from the blue line. Blocker stop made by Julian Scalcucci. Puck in the deep left-wing corner. Kay Damrell will pick up the puck for Wausau West. Gets it ahead. Now with it is Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus to Cooper DePoit. DePoit into the zone. DePoit a shot. Went through the legs of the defender, but fighting it off was Noah Peterson. Puck now grabbed by Wisconsin Rapids. Flipped up to center ice. Not able to handle the pass on the left wing side with Sawyer Wilkins. Rolls into the Wausau West zone. Chased down by the Wausau West defenseman, Shea Jones. His pass does not connect with Caden Boleyn, and that will be an icing on the Warriors. So offensive zone faceoff coming up with 8:03 to go first period and a 2-1 Wausau West lead.
Yeah, talking about no hockey, we didn't really have high school hockey in the suburban Milwaukee area. My first 10 years in broadcasting was in Port Washington, and there was no high school hockey other than the groups that they had in the Milwaukee area. Shaw, the Southeast Hockey Association of Wisconsin, Milwaukee Winter Club, who I coached for, which is the North Shore area of Milwaukee.
What position did you coach? Who did you, or did you everything? You missed the know-it-all there.
I got involved with the Milwaukee Winter Club basically because I wanted ice time. Huh. And so I became a volunteer coach. We took on the midgets, which were the high school kids, and that was basically my introduction to the sport.
Officials overturned the icing call, decided it should not have been icing, so a center ice face-off. Wisconsin Rapids will take the puck with it. Ashbeck. Ashbeck trying to move it forward. Also, there is Nathan Bouchard. Puck is now flipped out of trouble by the Warriors back into the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Tyson Vilbaum in the near side corner at the goal line. Goes in behind his net. Moves it left-hand side. Raiders. Oh, puck is knocked away. Battle for it. Loose at neutral ice. Trying to grab it is Kate Damrow for the Warriors and Colin Ashbeck for the Raiders. And now picked up by West. Hendricks Damrow into the zone. Hendricks trying to gain control of it. It could not get a shot off. Puck rolls below the goal line, right-hand side. In the right corner, Caden Boleyn. Back to the right point, Shea Jones. Jones fires it and able to smother it. Hold on, get the whistle, and the stoppage is Noah Peterson.
My first high school radio broadcast of high school hockey was in this building.
It probably looks exactly the same, doesn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
I think maybe the bleachers probably were wood back then.
Yes, they were.
I went to school in this area, so I remember going here back in those days. Wood bleachers. So they made some improvements over the years.
A few.
Back at the right point, Tegan Rasmus for the Warriors. Rasmus fires it. Save is made. Rebound was in front, but the Warriors could not get an opportunity. Puck now played in the left corner. With it is Drake Kuharski. Kuharski to the right corner. Kuharski keeps it for the Warriors. Back to the point. And then bobbling it was Rasmus. Delayed offside on the Warriors, and they will have to clear the zone. Puck is picked up by Charles Kissinger. Gets it ahead. Puck rolls into the Warriors' zone. Drake Kuharski will chase it down. 6:48 to go, first period. 2-1 Warriors. Puck is now played below the goal line, left-hand side. Tegan Rasmus below the goal. Oh, he lost the puck. Picked up by Jack Potter. Potter could not get it in front. Warriors take it back. Wausau West pass does not connect. Played at neutral by Ryan Dietz for the Raiders, and he'll dump it in deep. Julian Scalcucci will slow it down for the Warriors, but we have a whistle, which I did not hear, but everybody stopped, so I assume there was a whistle with 6:29 to go in the period and a 2-1 West lead.
Well, both of the teams are playing good up-and-down hockey. West has been putting on some good offensive pressure in the offensive zone. And again, the goaltender, Peterson, for Wisconsin Rapids, this has to be a little bit more accountable as far as playing the shooters.
Puck at center ice. Now Tyler Wendell will chase it down on the right-hand side. Wendell into the zone. Wendell worked his way between the circles, could not control the puck. Picked up by Ryan Dietz for the Raiders. Nope. Oh, now here's a break in. Schindler, one on the goalie. Schindler fires it, shoots and scores. Right over the stick side shoulder of Julian Scalcucci. Schindler came in, a big finish, his second goal of the game, 14th of the season, and with 6:08 to go in the period, 2-2 game.
Well, he waited for a deflection. It happened. Got past the blue line, and off he went through this neutral zone using his speed, and Schindler that time with a nice wrister putting it in the upper corner. We're knotted up at two.
And that's not the easiest thing to do, those breakaways.
That's right.
You see even NHL games, the breakaways at the end of the game, the shootouts. Boy, he made that look really easy as we have an icing call.
I think why it was successful, and I've seen this a lot of times with shootouts that I've been involved with, with the college hockey, is that sometimes they try to do too much coming down there. Come in there, you got your best shot, pick a spot and go for it. And force the goaltender to make the good block.
Absolutely. Face-off, right face-off circle, Warriors at the point, kept in by Rasmus, but now taken away again by Wisconsin Rapids. On the near side for the Raiders is Ryan Dietz. His pass does not connect. Rolls in deep. Chased down by Tegan Rasmus for the Warriors. 2-2 game. Wild one. Shot from the point. Through a couple of bodies wide of the near side pipe. That was, again, Ryan Dietz with that shot for Wisconsin Rapids. But now the puck played back to center. Unofficially, 8-8 shots. So, again, a very even period up to this point. Michael McDonald will roll it in deep now for the Red Raiders. Moved along the near side boards. Puck is battle for along the boards, trying to dig it out is Nathan Bouchard for Wisconsin Rapids, and now picked up by Cooper DePoit. DePoit through center ice. DePoit now into the zone. Good stick work that time by Dietz, but trying to grab it again is Cooper DePoit. He'll roll it in below the goal line. Puck is played by Rapids off the far side boards. Maddox Thomas gets it up to center. Played there by Shea Jones. Now trying to move forward again is Cooper DePoit. DePoit makes a nice little move. Feeds it in front. Intended for Kate Damrell. Could not grab it. Picked up by Tyson Vilbaum. Vilbaum back to center ice for Wisconsin Rapids. Vilbaum fires on net. Covered up by Julian Scalcucci. He'll hold on with 4:47 to go in the first period. Ninth shot on net for Rapids in this 2-2 game.
And I'd also like to thank the sponsors that are on both ends of the spectrum from Wausau and also the ones out in Wisconsin Rapids way. They're the reason why we can put these games on the radio. We always appreciate their support.
Absolutely. So much fun to be able to cover these student athletes and really be able to provide the coverage they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Puck picked up that neutral ice. With it now is Hendricks Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell, right faceoff circle. Damrell now behind the cage. Wrap around! Throwing for a rebound! Caden Boleyn! And it's a goal! Caden Boleyn, after Hendricks Damrell did so much heavy lifting, tried the wraparound, came off his stick. Right in front was Caden Boleyn. Nothing that time that goaltender Noah Peterson could do. And the Warriors, for the third time in this game, take a one-goal lead, 3-2, 4:29 to go in the period.
Boleyn put it back on net, and Peterson had it. He had it between the legs, but it just kind of eked out and just barely got past the goal line. And it's a 3-2 lead now for the Warriors.
Was waiting for the response.
Yeah.
Usually with a goal, you can tell right away, but you're right.
Slowly made it across the goal line.
Assist by number four, Hendricks Damrell.
Hendricks Damrell with the lone, excuse me, lone assist on the play. Now the puck fighting again is Hendricks Damrell. Well, he has been active in this first period for the Warriors. Left corner, Damrell. Now left faceoff circle. Damrell back to the point. Drake Kuharski. Now Damrell again. Damrell back to Kuharski. Kuharski moves it right to Tegan Rasmus. Rolls it into the right corner. Warriors trying to gain some momentum late in this period. Again, behind the cage, Caden Boleyn. Boleyn trying to throw it in front. Puck is still loose right on the doorstep. Mm-hmm. Picked up again near faceoff circle. Turned in front by Boleyn into the right corner. Kay Damrell again with it for Wausau West. Right faceoff circle. Fires it. Right pad save made that time by Peterson. And the puck finally picked up by Potter. Potter gets it back to neutral now for Wisconsin Rapids. Big collision right in front of the Wisconsin Rapids bench. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Rapids back up ice into the zone. Right wing side knocked away from Charles Kissinger. Now in behind the Warrior cage to the left-hand side. 3:19 to go first period. 3-2 Wausau West with the lead. Puck at neutral. Played by the Raiders. Rolled in by Sam Gash. Played by Julian Scalcucci. He had it partially blocked by his defenseman. Tegan Rasmus gets it to the right-hand boards. Fight for the puck along the boards. Turned over. Rapids has it. Here it comes again. Schindler. Schindler back to the point. Shot. Nobody in front of the goalie. Easy save that time for Julian Scalcucci.
Well, the one,
clock. Okay. The clock ran about 3 seconds. I'm saying.
Okay.
Get on it. No.
Well, sometimes the fingers don't work. Gets a little cold in here.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, little flip shot from the right point that time by Dietz. Just to put it on net. You never know what could happen. Some deflection in front.
Face off. Goes just beyond the blue line. Delayed offside on Rapids. They will clear the zone. Puck picked up by Joel Gravin. Gravin moves it right. Gravin gets it up to center. Now through center. 2-on-2. Jake Hain has DeBile in front. Looking for a deflection from Xander DeBile. Does not get it. Puck chased down in the corner by Wisconsin Rapids. Puck will be battled for. Taken away again by Rapids. Tyson Vilbaum gets it ahead. Here comes Schindler as both Rapids goals. Schindler trying to feed it in front. Puck taken away by Joel Gravin. Gravin has his puck knocked away. Near side faceoff circle. Grabbed by Parker Barrero. Barrero will get it back up to center. Now trying to work his way into the zone. Jake Hain. Tyson Vilbaum deflects it into the corner. Fight for the puck below the goal line, right wing side. Jake Hain still fighting for it for the Warriors. Tyson Vilbaum now for Wisconsin Rapids. Quite a battle there. Puck is finally picked up by the Raiders and flipped up to center ice. Joel Gravin back at his own blue line for Wausau West. Xander DeBile has it knocked away. Puck is still battled for. Comes loose, grabbed at their own blue line by the Raiders. Now on the right-hand side, Michael McDonald. McDonald will fire it, trying to go between the legs of Gravin, but it hit the leg of Joel, and the puck back through center ice. Puck is played by Cooper DePoit. DePoit now into the zone. DePoit lost it. Puck is now still fought for. Owen Pergalski chopping at it for the Warriors. Gets it into the deep left corner. Tyson Vilbaum whips along the boards to the far side and back to center ice. Tegan Rasmus will dump it right back in for the Warriors. 1:22 to go in the period. 3-2 Wausau West. Tyson Vilbaum now for the Red Raiders. Gets it ahead. Center ice, Michael McDonald. McDonald moves it left-hand side, Bouchard. Bouchard had it poked away by Tegan Rasmus. Owen Pergalski fighting for it now for the Warriors in front of the Wausau West bench. Scrum for that puck. Still battle for it. Comes loose. Capped in by Rapids. Dumped in deep by Jax Poggle with under a minute in the period. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Played there by Drake Kuharski. Gets it over to Tegan Rasmus. Puck is now up to center. Two on two. The dangerous Cooper DePoint. DePoint into the zone. Left face off circle. DePoint fires it. Stop is made. Picked up by DePoint. DePoint trying to center it. Oh, the mask comes off the goalie. He puts his arms up looking for the whistle.
Yeah, that first shot by DePoint went right between the eyes and almost took off the mask. Whacked the first shot and finally kind of slipped off the head there of Peterson. And, of course, as soon as the mask comes off of the goaltender, whistle slows and stops play.
Cooper DePoint, when he gets a full head of steam, is very dangerous.
He's got a good first step, no doubt.
Just a junior for the Warriors, he's had a very good season. Really is the engine for this Wausau West offense. Still trying to get settled again, and I imagine as a goaltender, take one in the mask area, you're going to take a few moments to get that mask back on.
What's the rush? You know? They're shooting these hard, frozen pucks at me. I'd like to take a little break here.
Give us a chance to remind you that Thursday night, regular season finale, the Warriors at number 3 ranked Neenah Hortonville Menasha. I'll be over in Neenah for that one, 6:50 for the pregame on 98.9 WXCO. Puck is battle for below the goal line. Hendricks Damrow. Damrow again trying to work his way in front. Puck is still rolling around. Now right face-off circle. Double teamed is Hendricks Damrow. And the puck taken away by Schindler. Puck again below the goal line. Trying to move it is Tyson Vilbaum for Wisconsin Rapids. Vilbaum controls it. Gets it up to center. With it is Bouchard. Bouchard fires it. Stick to side into the far corner by Julian Scalcucci with 13 seconds in the period. In the left corner. Again, that is Nathan Bouchard. Bouchard below the goal line. Right behind the cage. Down to 5 seconds of the period. Grabbed now by Rohde. Rohde gets it over to Hendricks Damrow. And up to center as the period will come to an end. Very exciting first period of hockey here from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. Wausau West leads Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 3-2. Coming up, we will take a 2-minute break. Then we will come back, hear the interview that I had before the game with Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln head hockey coach Pat McDonald. Then we'll take a 2-minute break after that and then come back and recap the scoring of that active first period of play. Again, Wausau West 3, Wisconsin Rapids 2. This is high school hockey on 98.9 WXCO and on 105.5 WIRI.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
win-win. Visit C2CMarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
High school hockey continues on Civic Media, 98.9 WXCO and 105.5 WIRI. Tonight, Wausau West hosting Wisconsin Rapids in the Wisconsin Valley Conference finale. Joined now by Red Raider head coach Pat McDonald. Coach, last week of the regular season, looks like it's been up and down. You had a four-game winning streak, then lost last couple of games. When things have been going well for your team this year, what's been right? And when things have not been going well, what do you have to be better at?
Well, I think we've been playing a real nice game in the last probably 2-3 weeks. Even though we lost last week to Spash and Toma, pretty significant scores, I thought we went up and down the ice real well. I thought in football terms, we played really well between the 20s. Just weren't able to score, and you know, we had a little trouble in the back end. You know, sometimes give up a couple weak goals, but you know, not just blaming on the goalies, we also didn't play well in front of them also. But we've been pretty strong between the 20s, and we're hoping to get to the net and actually score.
When you look at the conference this year, in recent, in this new, call it super bracket or whatever you want to call it, Big Rivers has kind of dominated with like four of the top five, five of the top six. This year you got a couple of teams in the Valley at the top. You have Everest up to six. It looks like this year the conference itself, the floor is lifted. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, I think we got, you know, our top three in the conference. Outstanding, you know, pretty heavy on the high end, and you know, this conference is kind of divided, top three, bottom three, basically. But we have some really good hockey out there, and it's, you know, it's every day you got to be ready to play in the Valley. And I thought, you know, with Stevens Point and Wes coming 1-2 in the seed, I think the tide has changed a little bit in our section. I hope they do well.
It seems as though every year, doesn't matter really what the seeds are, you find Everest in the first round of the playoffs. It seems like that's happened quite a bit this year. What was your take on the seeding for your team? What happened on the weekend?
You know, going into it, well, go back 4 or 5 years. We've played in, what, three, four first round in the last 4 years, but you know, it's just kind of the way it ends up. We're usually 8, 9 seeds. Well, you know, Danny got them up to 6 seed. We dropped down to 11. We still found each other. No matter how we play, we always end up with a pretty tight game. So looking forward to a pretty competitive playoff game. But, yeah, going into the weekend, I had 2 days before, I think I had Superior ahead of DC Everest, but then Superior lost to Eau Claire North and, you know, gave Everest that little opportunity to jump ahead of them, and they did, and they got the votes. I think they deserved it. I think they've had a nice year, and they can go out and beat anybody any given night with their goaltender.
Tonight, take it on West, and saw your first meeting over at Southwood County. And over the years, I mean, even the last few years, even coming over here, you've given West some really good games. When you look at Wausau West, what jumps out about this team? What are the things that your team has to do in order to be successful?
Well, we have to play smart, you know. Move the puck quickly. Don't take chances. Don't try to do too much out there. West is going to have controlling play. They're going to get zone time on us. And we just, you know, need to play within our system. We're going to give up opportunities. They're quick. They move the puck well. They got some great players out there. And if we can limit those and take advantage of some of our scoring opportunities, that's a big thing. We've really struggled scoring this year. So if we get some good looks, we're going to have to capitalize. And, you know, I'm going to say first 1 to 4 or 5 tonight's going to get her done.
And finally, I do have a guy that you've seen in the past joining me tonight in Bob. Look, are you glad to see him? Were you hoping never to see the guy again? I mean, he did your games for a number of years. I know you went down to state with your guys. What do you remember about working with Bob?
We've had a lot of success with Bob. It's great. He's does a really nice job on the radio. Very exciting. You know, it makes the play sound better probably than what it is at times. You know, he enjoys the game. He's been around the Badgers hockey forever, and it was nice to have him take the trip down, you know, do us for probably 3-4 years. WHR, and he would come up here and do the games for him up here, so a little reunion. Feel at home tonight. Maybe he's going to bring us some good luck.
So best of luck in the playoffs.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Pat McDonald of the Lincoln Red Raiders will take a timeout. Be right back. High school hockey on 98.9 WXCO and 105.5 WIRI.
Here at home.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU.
That's Generac Home Standby Generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Back here at the Marathon Park Ice Arena as we are in the first intermission of this Wisconsin Valley Conference game between the Wausau West Warriors and the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. 3-2 Wausau West at the end of one period. Let's look at the scoring. Warriors on the board first at 5:04 of the period. Hendrick Damrow with the goal. Cade Damrow with the assist. 1-0 Warriors. But just 50 seconds after that, Wisconsin Rapids got the equalizer as Griffin Schindler on a tough angle on the left-hand side squeezed it between the shoulder and the crossbar past Julian Scalcucci, unassisted, made it 1-1. Then at 7:53, Owen Pergalski would light the lamp for the Warriors. Assist on the play went to Shea Jones, and West had a 2-0 lead. Then Griffin Schindler on a break-in. Took the puck at neutral, came in 1-on-1, great finish, again over the shoulder of Julian Scalcucci. 10 minutes and 52 seconds of the period, and it was 2-2. And then Wausau West got the lead back at 12:31, and it was Caden Boleyn scoring. Hendrick Damrow with the assist. 3-2 Wausau West. 13 shots on net for the Warriors in the first period. 10 saves made by Noah Peterson. 10 shots on net for the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders. And 8 saves made by Julian Scalcucci. Thoughts on the first period, Bob?
It was a really well-played first period. Both teams, you know, showing, you know, their expertise. Again, the depth of Wausau West, I think, is going to be a key factor in the game here tonight. But the Red Raiders had some great opportunities, but they did max out some of the really good opportunities. The breakaway goal, still, like we talked about, when he came down the middle, so many players, they want to put this dink on, put about 8 or 9 fakes before they put a shot on. He just took the first shot opportunity and put it in the upper corner. It was very refreshing, and both teams played well. I'm sure that both coaches, especially Coach McDonald, is pleased with that first period for the Red Raiders.
Are you ready to take the reins here in period number two?
Well, we'll see.
I asked Coach McDonald again, but I saw you with some pretty good years for Rapids. Was there a favorite moment you had while doing Wisconsin Rapids hockey?
Well, getting to the state was my first year working there. It was fun. And that team really, Caleb Schroyer is now an assistant coach, was on that team. And they were a fun group for high school hockey. And it was a cool experience. And what was funny was that it was just the uniting of the hockey team. Really didn't get too much airtime before I got there. But, of course, when I got there, it wasn't just I wanted to do hockey. I said, well, whoever the competitive teams are, whether it's boys basketball, girls basketball, whatever, well, the hockey team was good. So there's no reason why we didn't, you know, give them a little more airtime, and we had some fun. Plus, we then hooked up with the local cable company, so our games could be videotaped and with our play-by-play.
By the way, my least favorite moment in your Wisconsin Rapids hockey career was the night I was here doing West and Stevens Point, and everybody in Rapids was tuned in hoping that Spash was going to win that game in overtime to give Rapids at least a share of the conference championship. So I gave joy that night at least, but... Hey, second period, 3-2, Warriors with the lead. With the play-by-play, here's Bob Look.
Schindler in for the draw for the Red Raiders. He'll be opposed by Boleyn at center ice here at Marathon Park, and the puck is in control. Being sent down into the offensive zone for the Warriors, but jumped back out into center ice. Chasing back there for the West Warriors is Rasmus. Rasmus is bringing it around to the far boards. Get it up the middle. Poke checked away from him, and he'll clear it back down all the way down. Back across the goal line, it'll be an icing call against the Red Raiders.
I mentioned that West plays at Nina Hortonville Menasha on Thursday. Rapids will finish up their regular season, a road game at Oshkosh. So both teams will head east, try to tighten things up and be ready for the start of the playoffs next week.
Well, always a fun time of year. Same two at the faceoff dot to the right of the goaltender Peterson as the puck gets cleared out to the center ice. Where West will jump it back into the zone as Rasmus dumps it in deep, but Red Raiders again in control. They get it rolling in on goal, and Scalgucci, they'll spear it off to the near boards. I get back out to the center ice on the near side, and the Rapids will drive it back in. After that kind of firehouse kind of offense for both teams in that first period, now we got into more of a hacking and slashing and bouncing around center ice area. We go to the far boards and out to center ice. Here comes the Warriors as Boleyn gets across the blue line, gets into the right wing corner, loses control of it, picked off there by Billbaum as they kick it back out to center ice as the Warriors will regain control and dump it back in on goal, where Peterson will steer it along to the back boards. Picked up there by Dietz, who will get up to the ice. And again, a long pass. Misses his mark, and an icing called against the Red Raiders.
It's an interesting story that Coach McDonald was telling during the, when we were talking before the game, on the icing, that, and which I didn't really know, that if you could ice the puck over the crossbar, it would not be icing. I don't know if that's still the rule, but he said back in the day, you could ice it, but it wouldn't be icing as long as it was between the posts.
That's right, and the goalies, even though it wouldn't be, it'd be over the goal. Fireboards. Red Raiders will gain control of his potter there. We'll swing it back to Billbaum. We'll bring it up the ice. Billbaum skates around one man. Goes all in the right wing boards. Poke checked away there by the Warriors as they'll regain control back in their own zone as they'll spin around and get back up the ice as Robbins with it for the Warriors. Up to along the near boards and it's kicked out to center ice. Dumped back in by the Red Raiders. Kissinger. As Kissinger will lose control, they'll get back. Again, a lot of neutral ice play here in this second period of play as the Warriors will spin around and get it back across into the tech zone. Along the far boards, they jam for it. Still kicking for it. Still trying to gain control as Pagel for the Red Raiders. Gets bumped up along the boards as Gravine for the Warriors also playing for the puck. They finally kick it loose, and they'll work it back behind the Red Raiders' net. And along the near boards, and off we go to the other end, and another whistle and an icing call.
They really must have had some intermission beverages that kind of made them logy here to start off the second period. Two and a half minutes in, and really, there hasn't been a shot on goal yet.
I think that there was a little discussion by both teams, both coaches, talking about maybe we were too lackadaisical on the defensive end, because right now they're kind of clamming on things pretty quick, making it tough to work in the central neutral zone as it is. Here are the Red Raiders. They come across the line. It's McDonald. McDonald across the line. Woo! He pulled a shot just wide of the mark on the right-hand side. Back along the far boards. West Warriors will gain control of it as they'll come across the blue line. With it, quick wrist shot and a save made as Peterson will squeeze on it. Nice little quick wrist shot that time from the left angle. Whipped in there by DuPoit by the Warriors, and we'll have the whistle and a stoppage of play.
Cooper DuPoit has that ability. When he gets that puck, even if sometimes the angle is great, he's got that ability to make such a quick shot. Very quick hands, and sometimes he can surprise a goaltender. That was a good stop by Peterson.
Yeah. Well, Peterson seemed to be a little tentative in the first period. Maybe he has had a little chat with the coaching staff and maybe trying to, again, as I said, control those rebounds. That's important. Puck goes to the far corner in the Red Raiders zone. Warriors trying to maintain control. They'll dump it back deep, but it's pass is taken and sent back to center ice by the Red Raiders. I think that both the coaching staffs really concentrated on, you know, the defensive stickiness was not there on either side, because this is a whole different game this period than it were in the first period. Up along the near boards, Red Raiders gain control. They play it up along the boards, but that's snatched along the near board area as Pergolski will get it back up along. Here's DuPoint again. Gets across the blue line, spins away, bumped off the puck, and it's taken back here by the Red Raiders. Sent it back out to center ice and into the Warriors zone.
Quite a long shift for this group for West.
Yeah, they've kind of planted themselves out here for a while. As here's the Red Raiders on a centering pass there. Gets broken down as Bouchard for the Red Raiders had an opportunity. They send it back into the defensive zone for the West Warriors. And a little bit of a mistake as far as the handling between the goaltender and the defense. And a pass goes up and goes all the way back into the Red Raiders' end of the ice. And we'll have to set up the play one more time at center. Here with the puck as it's played along by Vilbaum. On the left wing pass to McDonald. McDonald gets bumped in the slot. Area gets knocked down on a fine defensive play made there by Shea Jones. Here's a quick little shot and a save made. Has that shot taken by Hendricks. Damro coming down the slot, but Peterson there to stop it and hang on.
Got a delayed penalty coming up on Wisconsin Rapids. That was a little surprise because I was almost expecting the whistle to blow because there was right after the opportunity for the Raiders, but West will go on the power play.
And the penalty's coming up against Griffin Schindler for the Red Raiders.
West has been struggling big time on the power play recently. They are 3 for their last 46. 0 for 11 last night. I think they're due. For you WRII people, maybe not, but...
Well, again, you're getting close to tournament time, so you want to get these things sharpened up a bit. And the faceoff is controlled by the Warriors. As Gravine. Gravine at the right points. Face off to the left wing. They pass it in front, and it slides right on through the crease, but no one can get a stick on it. Here's Gravine again with a shot, and Peterson will gobble it up and call for a whistle and a stoppage of play.
That penalty was called on Griffin Schindler, and he had had the opportunity to get the game even. And then I think maybe in the frustration of not finishing and getting on Patrick, he took the slash, and he just cannot do that.
Frustration sometimes, the best way to just don't show it and don't use any verbiage either. Here's Gravine passing it up on the left wing side, working it now to the right side, and the pass off the stick there as Boleyn could not control. Back to the point, now being pressured a little bit, but the Warriors do get it down deep in the left corner. They spin around and they get back out to the point where it's taken there by the defense, and that's Rohde. A shot knocked down by the defense, but nobody went to play it, and the Warriors keep the zone. Still with control. Here's a shot taken, and a save made by Peterson as the puck clears the blue line and gets back out to neutral ice. Just under a minute left in this penalty as the Warriors on this power play opportunity here for Wausau West. They bring it across the line as it was Rasmus. Can't control it, and they get along the near boards, and here's coming out of into the near zone and back out to center ice as that puck played by Pagel, but he loses control. And a whistle, and an offside is going to be whistled down against Wausau West.
Still 3-2.
11:02 left here in the second period. Yeah, my very first high school broadcast was in this building with the, and it was the DC Everest Evergreens that were playing a home game here back there, 1988 or 89. I can't remember exactly which year that was. And the draw controlled by the Warriors. They keep it and they get it across the line. Back in the attack zone is Dupuy. There's a shot. Oh, that one's knocked down by Peterson. And a rebound gets cleared back all the way down to the other end of the ice. 18 seconds and counting left here in this shorthanded situation for Wisconsin Rapids as the Warriors come across the line. Is Dupuy. The point spins. Passes off to the right wing side. Can't control it. Instead is Wendell. We'll get it back out to the point. Here's a shot deflected and a save made by Peterson off the deflection. I don't think he even saw it, but he made the save. And the penalty is over. Both teams at full strength. And here comes a breakaway coming across the line there as Schindler. Another opportunity, but we're going to have an interference call. Going to be whistled down.
You know, I don't know whether or not sometimes that kind of play where the Warrior lost his stick trying to take away a break-in from Griffin Schindler, that's getting a little close to even a thought of a penalty shot.
Yeah, well, the penalty is going to be on Schindler for interference.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's a interesting call.
Yes, it is a very interesting call. That's why I was trying to, like, if it was something that was a little bit more obvious to the men in the striped shirts than up here in the press area. As the puck is after face-off, gets deflected up on the netting, so they'll have to redo it again. And the face-off at the left face-off circle in the Red Raiders' defensive zone. Here's the puck, controlled back at the blue line by the Warriors. They'll work it back to the right point where it's Gravine. Gravine, pass across, and it's deflected in the slot area into the near court. Along the boards, they spin it down there. After the point, Rohde. Back to Gravine as they work it up at the blue line. And again, the motion and movement on the West power play. There's a shot, save, and a putt. Gets across the crease and then comes out for the rebound on the left wing side. And the Warriors score a goal, an even strength goal. And I believe that was Damro on the shot.
Number two in the game for Hendrick Damro, and that was interesting. The really good save. Then the second shot, I think the Warriors thought hit the back of the net, but it may have got a piece of the pipe. And then the third chance came to Hendrick Damro. Had a wide open net. He made no mistake. And a much-needed power play goal for the Warriors to make it 4-2 with 9:37 to go in the second period.
That was a really good save, that first shot made that Peterson made. Kicked it out, and then another rebound came out. And it might have hit the post. There's a shot by DuPont right off the draw. It's steered aside by Peterson. Another shot. Oh, and the slot just wide of the mark. That's a great opportunity that time for Pergolski for a shot. Peterson trying to cover it up in the slot. Can't do it. As the puck comes loose down back to the right point. Shot from the point is saved by Peterson. As that shot from the point made by Gravine. And Peterson hangs on for the whistle. 9:12 left. Here in the second period, 4-2, Wausau West with the lead.
I think the Warriors have a little bit of a lather going right now, and it's a very important time of this game for Wisconsin Rapids to kind of ride the momentum and try to turn it around a bit.
Yeah, that you mentioned before, they wanted to get their power play going. Well, they went through the power play, didn't score a goal, but they got outside of the power play, was full strength, and came up with the goal. There's Gravine passing it up on the right wing side. There's a shot. That one gets steered aside by Peterson. Business is booming there in the goal mouth of the Rapids goaltender right now. A lot of West players getting shots off as that shot deflected away, taken by Wendell. As long as that far corner, as Wendell puts it back up on the point. Here's a quick shot. That's steered aside by Peterson. He's finding ways to get his body on the puck. Well, that's what goaltender is supposed to be doing. There's a deflection. That one's steered away. And the Red Raiders right now just trying to ease the pressure here, and they finally get out to center ice. With it now is Bouchard, that is. They'll dump it back into Wausau West zone area. 8:20 left here in the second period. Here's a pass up ahead. DuPont would point it on the slot. He'll get back towards the blue line, spins. Now he'll dump it onto the right wing side where it's taken there by the Warriors. They try to center it, but they can't get a hold. Here's a swing. And a little wraparound right around the goal by Pergolski. Misses the mark, but we've got a whistle, and I got a penalty coming out here. And I believe we've got a penalty coming up here against Wausau West. But we'll see. Maybe not. It's going to be going against the Red Raiders, I believe, for a roughing call. As Jax Pagel is going to the penalty box.
Right now, the Warriors are just pelting their goal because it was 13 goals, shots on net with about 14 minutes to go. Now with 8 minutes to go, they've had 15 shots in the last 6 minutes.
If
that's correct.
That's what I said. Business is booming in front of the Red Raider goal right now. A lot of West players getting their shots on goal. So, 2 minutes for roughing against Pagel. So another power play here for the West Warriors. As Ethan Rohde with it up on the left point. He'll dump it off the boards as they'll try to keep it away from the Red Raiders. Back up along the right point to Joe Gervain. Gervain swings it up on the right wing side. There's a quick pass in the slot, but that's picked off and sent all the way down by Michael McDonald to take a little more time off of the clock here. With a minute 30 left of penalty time against the roughing call against Jax Pagel of the Red Raiders. Warriors back into the zone. Here's a shot. Oh, and a good move there off the left wing side. Good job by Damro for the Warriors. Got it around one defenseman, but Peterson there to stop the play.
I thought Hendrix Damro had the hat trick. But he moved in front. High quality chance, and Peterson playing a very good second period. He is doing right now for Wisconsin Rapids, keeping them in the game.
A minute 17 left on the penalty to Jax Pagel. Here's a shot. And Peterson again. And an in-close play makes a save. I'll tell you what, that scoreboard could look a lot more boisterous for the Warriors if it weren't for Peterson here, really coming up with save after save here in the second period. On the draw, here's, oh, that one time, Damro was wide open, a shot, and a rebound. Oh. Another quick save by Peterson. He's going to be setting some numbers here. Setting up some numbers here today.
I don't know how Tegan Rasmus did not get that puck to the back of the net on the rebound, sitting right inches away, and he dove in hard.
There's DuPont with a shot. That was deflected by the defense, and he'll send it down all the way with 40 seconds left in the man advantage for the Wausau West Warriors. 4-2 the score. Warriors with the lead. That's the Red Raiders here hanging on to try to get back to full strength as the puck will be played there by their defenseman, Vilbaum, and he'll send it all down to slick off a few more seconds with now 20 seconds left on the power play. Here are the Warriors coming across the blue line. DuPont with a shot and a glove save made by Noah Peterson again. And he hangs on and waits for a faceoff.
He certainly is tracking the puck much better in the second period.
Yeah, he seemed to be tentative in that first period. But again, as we said before, it's kind of like a 1A, 1B goaltender situation here for the Red Raiders. And right now, Peterson's hot.
Yes, he is.
And the draw controlled by the Warriors. There's a slap shot from the blue line. That one heads wide of the mark. I think he got to replace the divot that he put in the dice in the ice there.
I thought it was like a knuckleball flung through the air.
And the penalty's over, so now everyone at full strength as we continue on here in the second period. 5:55 left in the second. 4-2, Wausau West. Here's a long shot taken from just outside the blue line by Pagel. And the puck gets controlled back by Wausau West behind their own net. And he'll send it up along the right wing boards. They dump the puck in, but gets deflected. Back out to center ice. It's going to be interesting to keep an eye on how the Red Raiders players. There's a quick shot taken off the right wing. Gloved by the goaltender as Sam Gash with the shot by the Red Raiders. And Julian Salcucci with the save. We didn't say Scalcucci too many times here in the second period.
That's only the second shot on net for the Raiders in the second period.
So the faceoff will be to the left of Scalcucci. Taking the draw for the Red Raiders will be Schindler. And the puck is controlled by Wausau West as they'll come up across the blue line. They'll try to center it, but it gets deflected out of the zone. And the Warriors will dump it back in to clear the zone. And Red Raiders will just dump it back out to center ice where the Warriors will try to play it ahead, but instead picked off on the pass by Michael McDonald. And the Red Raiders just having a hard time getting it past the red line. And they do get it down the ice, and it's going to be another icing call against Wisconsin Rapids.
Quick reminder, again, Thursday night, more Wausau West hockey on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Warriors at number three ranked Nina Hortonville Menasha, 6:50 airtime, Thursday night regular season finale.
Want to say hi to Pam and James, also all the others from the WFHR crew. Maybe tuned in here tonight going, hey, I remember that voice.
I tell you.
There's the puck driven back into the Red Raider end of the ice. They'll try to clear out of their own zone, and they do get it out the center ice where it's finally onto the skates of McDonald. And Schindler loses control, and they have to wing back his Vilbaum. Will play it off the far board.